Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You know, I flatter myself to think you would have even thought about this, but in honor of our scheduled visit with Ross Tucker, you know, in part, I decided to invoke the Ross Tucker rule of dressing, in that it is like 47 degrees and I'm in shorts and a t-shirt, because how long am I going to be outside, right? I mean, what do I need coats and pants for? How really, this is, I could be, I'm not superstitious, or else maybe a flat tire and now I'm out there in the cold. But Ross, it's a tribute to you. I mean, you're in L.A., so hopefully you're not overdressed, but I'm in here in shorts today. I don't see this changing necessarily either. I think I can handle the 10-second walk to my car.
You might be coming that guy. You're going to be shorts in February.
Hey, Ross, you just made so much sense that day.
There's no question. I appreciate the ode to my dressing style. It's interesting because flying out here, I've noticed I've been wearing these, like, I don't even know what they're called, but like stretchy pants on planes, because sometimes planes can be unusually cold, and I don't like to have my legs cold if I'm trying to sleep. Like, I don't mind that in a normal temperature, 68 to 74, let's call it, but sometimes I feel like planes can be colder than that. So, for example, I'm taking the red eye back, and I'll have a pair of shorts on the ready in my bag, but I'll be wearing those stretchy pants, predicting that the plane is colder than anticipated. But this is a good topic because I did not realize that this hotel out here in L.A. has an outdoor pool. And as I think we've discussed before, I absolutely adore swimming. The problem is I did not bring a bathing suit. So I just swam in my boxer briefs and, you know, that's one thing. It kind of looked like bathing suits. There's only a couple people out here that probably wouldn't care. But I have some time before we leave to go to the stadium, and it is so nice out. It's like 70-something and sunny. So I'm trying to get some vitamin D. So I'm now talking to you guys, laying on a lounge chair at the side of the pool in my boxer briefs.
In your underwear. Let's call it what it is. Yeah,
and the cool thing about the underwear is I think I got them for free from somebody. And it says on the front, lover and a fighter.
Oh, my God.
So I don't know if these are like Rocky themed or what, but I'm wearing lover and a fighter boxer briefs by the pool here in L.A.
You know, Ross, only a true artist like yourself can paint pictures with words like you just have. Really, I don't even know. I feel like we should just shut the station down and just take the rest of the day off. Maybe just roll right into the weekend. I mean, this is incredible.
See, I would even do this with my wife and daughters, and they would be absolutely horrified.
Yes,
but I try to express to them is that confidence is a really important thing in life. Number one, confidence. And then number two, really genuinely not caring what these other three people out here by the pool think. I don't know who they are. They don't live near where I do. They're not friends of mine. And so why would I care what they think?
Well, that, I think, mostly is an admirable trait.
That is an excellent thing to teach your children.
You're also recognizable. Like, it's possible that if I'm out there at that pool and I don't know you, I'd be like, oh, my God, really? That's what this guy does? I mean, he can't afford a bathing suit? Even if it's in the gift shop? I don't know. I think I might be interested in this if I were at that pool.
That's a possibility. I don't know. It kind of could pass for like a European bathing suit, maybe. I don't know.
Right.
It is L.A.
Well, I think what did you say? Lover and fighter? That's way better than I like boobies or something. So, I mean, I think you're in decent shape there.
Well, they have that.
Yeah, but like the big thing is, I've never been one of those people that really gets embarrassed. And maybe it's just because I'm older now or, you know, I've had some modicum of success or whatever, but why would I get embarrassed? What am I going to get embarrassed by?
What are you worried about?
I'm a 46-year-old married, slightly overweight man, two kids, good, solid paying job. I mean, I'm not like looking for prospects out here.
Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker with us on the Western Hotline. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side.
How close are these other people to you? Are they way across the way, or are they right by you?
The one guy just left when I started talking to you guys. I'm a little bit more concerned. Oh, there's another guy coming back. This might be a different guy or the same. I'm not sure. Now he knows I'm talking about him, so now it's a little bit awkward. Now I took it too far. And then the other lady in the corner, she's just doing yoga out here while I was swimming. So this is where it's happening. Gosh, some of these planes, we're so close to LAX. Can you guys hear in the background how loud some of these planes are?
Yes. Yes.
I'm at a hotel across the street, but some of these big guys must be really, really, really loud. So, yeah, I got the Vikings and the Chargers tonight, Westwood One Radio. Not sure if you guys are carrying that.
We are. Yeah, I was listening to you last week on Bengals-Steelers.
Oh, my gosh. That game was awesome. That game was so awesome. You know what I like a lot about the Bengals, by the way, is you can walk to their stadium and back. So, like, this game's incredible or whatever, and then it was so entertaining to just walk. You know, it's a 15-minute walk from the Bengals stadium, which they actually have naming rights for now, Paycor Stadium, to my hotel, which I think was a Westin maybe, but just to hear all the Steelers, drunk Bengals fans yelling at each other, talking trash. I don't easily get a chance to experience that aspect of it. That was very enjoyable. I liked feeling like I was in the fray a little bit.
You need to know about Bulldogs' win from that game. I mean, listen to this, Ross. Bengals to win, Chase to score a touchdown, Flacco over 250, Noah Fant to score a touchdown, Darnell Washington to score a touchdown. I mean, what did that pay?
Oh, my gosh.
180-1.
Yeah.
180-1.
And the buyout, when the Bengals kicked the field goal to go up six late before the long Freiermuth touchdown that puts Pittsburgh in front, the buyout was $2,100, and I didn't take it. And then that play happens, and I'm just like, okay, there's time left. go get him, Flacco. Go make it happen.
He did.
And he did. But, yeah, I cashed a big one there. That was really, really nice.
That is awesome. It's so funny because we just changed. So for years we did this Even Money Betting podcast on Tuesdays, which I think you guys know is really popular. It's myself and Steve Fezzik, who's a professional bettor, handicapper, whatever. And I was talking with, one of my, I guess, bosses who works for DraftKings. And he said, you know what people haven't figured out? I said, what? He's like, you guys never want to do parlays because you say it's not how you win and you're trying to help people win, blah, blah, blah. You don't realize a lot of people just don't care. They want to do a parlay. And it's funny because I had several of my buddies say to me, Ross, I just do $100 parlay every weekend, like, you know, three, four, five things. It makes the Sunday interesting. And I thought, you know what? Even though they're not the best odds, it's not your best chance to win, it's enjoyable to be able to follow it and kind of have the long shot. So we now do a second episode of the Even Money Betting Podcast. And on that, we give out some prop bets. We talk about the line moves since Tuesday. There's actually been a little line move. Was it the Bills game, maybe?
Yes.
And then certainly we get into some props and parlays, and people have really enjoyed us giving them some parlays with logic that they can trail.
I respect that. And Bulldog and I are totally different when it comes to this. I'm the straight better, but like I have Keenan Allen to score a touchdown tonight at plus 170. And I'm like, oh, great, $17, cool. I mean, just not $3,700.
Right. What do I do? I would rather lose $10 on a five-leg parlay than win $17.
Listen to him.
Like that's just that. I know that sounds ridiculous, but you know,
there's no right or wrong. You know, different people, different strokes for different folks. They have different goals. You know, I would say, yeah. I mean, listen, people are very, very different in life with their money. I've learned that over the years. That's for sure.
I mean, what am I trying to do? Build an ROI on Keenan Allen touchdown bets? Doesn't seem like the best way of investing. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. It wasn't, I think, from the Even Money podcast, but instead your own podcast or one of your others, probably the Ross Tucker football podcast, is where I saw the clip from Greg Cosell talking about the Bills offense. And Ross, we're pretty much at a point, this is partly because they've lost their last two games and then had the bye week, that we're talking about that point he made every day. Like, are the Bills, we went from is too much on Josh Allen's plate to is enough on Josh Allen's plate around here. And I'm guessing that doesn't really surprise you.
No, I mean, that's why it's so funny, or not funny, I guess, whenever a team fires a coach, they always hire a coach that's like the opposite kind of guy. You know, like if it was a disciplinarian, the next guy they hire is a player's coach. If it was a player's coach, then they bring in a disciplinarian. You know, people always, when things are not going well, people always want you to do the opposite of what you're doing. So the last couple games haven't gone well for the Bills. Listen, when the Bills were winning, the thought process was, man, it is so smart that they're not counting on Josh Allen to be Superman in all these games. They have a really good O-line. They have a good back in James Cook. They are very smartly leaning on those things. And when Josh has to be Superman in games, he can be, but it doesn't have to be the whole game. That's so smart of them to do that. And not only that, when they were playing the way they've been playing, it was, look how quickly they're helping Josh get the ball out of his hands. That's why he doesn't have as many turnovers. It's so rhythmic. I mean, in the same episode, which was today's show, Ross Tucker Football Podcast, with Greg Cosell, he talked about Patrick Mahomes being the fastest quarterback in the NFL to get the ball out of his hands. Quickest time, snap to throw. And he's like, it's so rhythmic. Everything's like, you know, taking the easy one, you know, easy catches, blah, blah, blah. But then when he described Josh Allen, it was, well, why aren't they doing more stuff down the field? Why isn't there more intermediate passing? To me, that's a little bit reactionary, and I love Greg, to the fact that they haven't had as much success. You know, nobody was complaining about the quick passing game and getting the ball out quick when the thought process was the receivers aren't that great and Josh can just get the ball out of his hands quickly. But now that they lost last couple of games, now it's, hey, they need to have more deeper routes and let Josh drive the ball down the field.
Right. Well, now it's Carolina off a bye. And I don't know. Should we be nervous?
Yeah, you know what? I think you should be nervous. Andy Dalton is like, I guess, Joe Flacco light.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, everything we saw Flacco do to the Steelers a week ago, last Thursday night, Andy Dalton is capable of that at any moment. And I do think Andy Dalton will start. We have Dr. David Chow on that show you referenced, the Even Money Betting Podcast. He does not think Bryce Young will play. He said he's 50-50 for next week. He's the former Chargers team orthopedic surgeon. So you're going to get Andy Dalton. You're going to get Andy Dalton with a full week of practice. And you're going to get an Andy Dalton who's made a lot of money, and has had success and probably wants to go out there and sling it, you know? And I saw it last year. They made the move. They benched Bryce Young. They put Andy out there against the Raiders, and he totally torched them. Go back and watch his first start, because I did the Raiders game the week after. Now, he eventually reverted back to the mean a little bit, but the point is he's a veteran guy who can absolutely come out and light it up at any moment. So that would make me a little bit nervous. I quite frankly, would rather go against Bryce Young than Andy Dalton, especially like in a one-game situation.
Yeah, Mike has been saying that all week, and I've just been mostly thinking, if Bryce Young is healthy, I think his ceiling might be higher. But, you know, I did win a lot of money on Joe Flacco last week, so I'm respecting what you're saying about Dalton being capable. He's certainly not someone I would expect to get really confused easily by anything, whereas Bryce Young has played, an eighth of the amount of NFL football that Andy Dalton has? Maybe it's even less than that.
That's actually one of the interesting things about the Bills defensively is they don't really do much, if at all, to try to confuse the opponent. You know, I mean, I've talked with coaches, and you kind of know what you're going to get from the Bills. And that's another one that when they're having success, all people say is, man, I have so much respect for them. They don't really worry about the opponent. They do what they do, and they do it so well that they don't care what you're going to do. They know what their defense is. But then when you're not playing as well or you lose a couple games, it's, oh, my gosh, how can you let Stephon Diggs do this? How can you let this guy do that and that guy? You know, they got to change it up. They got to change the picture on the quarterback. They can't make it this easy, blah, 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 blah.
Who do you like tonight, Ross?
Boy, I don't know. I think I'll go with the Chargers. They might be getting their offensive tackles back. I guess it's a home game, although I'm expecting the stadium to be about half purple. The Chargers are going with an all-navy blue uniform tonight, which I think is interesting. I do think it's also interesting that money's come in on the Chargers to the point where they're laying 3.5. I really like the Vikings in that instance because this is a toss-up game to me. And so if you can get a field goal and a hook when it's a toss-up game, I love doing that. So I'll lean Chargers to win the game straight up, but I would very much take the Vikings and the 3.5, just like I would do the opposite. I mean, if the Chargers were getting 3.5, I would love them too.
You talked about doing the game in Cincinnati, a Thursday night game last week. These Thursday night games have been great. There's no time anymore for the Thursday night schedule as like the dregs of the NFL schedule. And, you know, I think that's probably, it's not entirely a coincidence. Amazon is, you know, making a big foray into this, and they're getting good matchups. And they're also getting good games. So, you know, Thursday night, you got to, you know, be open at least to a shootout again, like you had last week. Who saw last week coming?
Yeah, no, I think the NFL figured out they got to get better games on here, and they have been. Remember all those years when people were all complaining about Thursday games and it's terrible and short week and they shouldn't have them? I haven't heard that in a couple years.
No, that's right. That's because when it started, it was really, we know this from being here, Ross, the only primetime games the Bills got for a long time were the Thursdays. It was like, it was a place that the teams that weren't ready for Monday night or Sunday night certainly got, okay, well, here's a night game for you. Just sort of, you know, give the fans and the organization something. But yeah, there was a lot of bad looking matchups.
Well, yeah, they tried to do the division thing. It felt like it was always like the Titans-Jaguars in December, you know, and it wasn't the best matchup. But they've done a better job of it for sure.
It is radio, but we'll assume you'll be dressed for the broadcast.
Yeah, I got like a polo shirt. It's so nice to not have to wear a suit at all, or even like a button down. I'm going straight polo shirt, and hopefully it's a great one, and hopefully I make my red eye, because if I don't, that's a problem.
You're not walking to the hotel or to the home after this game.
No, you're probably racing to the airport, I would imagine. Yeah.
Ross, always racing to the airport. Always. If there's a chance to race to the airport to get home earlier to my daughters, I'm doing it.
Thank you, Ross. Enjoy the game.
All right. See you guys.
All right. That was Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. An all-time appearance there. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side.
I mean, I absolutely cannot defend him on wearing his underwear at the hotel pool. There's no chance that this gift shop in this hotel doesn't have a bathing suit. And it's probably $80 because that's how they get you.
Right.
But you cannot. Oh, no, it passes for a bathing suit. No way. There's no way it passes for a bathing suit. And he's like all, you know, he's all sort of not defensive, but all just like, listen, I'm not trying to meet girls. I'm not trying to impress anybody. I'm just out here having a swim. I love to swim. I don't care. I don't care how much you love to swim. You cannot wear your, I mean, if you're four, then
sure,
yes.
Sure, yeah.
A four-year-old, right. Old enough to be out of diapers, but he's just got his, you know, he's got his Incredible Hulk underoos on. Maybe that was me once. He's got his Hulk underwear, and it's kind of cute.
Yeah.
It's not cute when you're 46. There's nothing cute about it. It's wrong. Somebody needs to tell him no for once, I think. Maybe it should have been me or us.
I don't know. The guy,
guys.
Yeah.
Right? You cannot wear your underwear. I feel like Ross, if it weren't Ross doing it, he would agree. I align with his sensibilities on most subjects. Yeah, no, you can't, you know, different things, eating, different things we've talked about, mm-hmm, random things. Mm-hmm. I feel like I align with his sensibilities. But here, I don't know. You can't wear your underwear in the hotel pool as an adult. I think that's pretty obvious. But
I cannot believe all of that happened.
He's up. He gets to the. I'm picturing a certain pool in Vegas where I stay when I go out there, and maybe it's like that where you're kind of on the rooftop and you go out there middle of the day. It's a Thursday. Like he said, like nobody's there, right? Three people were there.
Right.
He said they didn't care. One woman's doing yoga. Nobody is, you know, that interested in Ross when he walks into the scene. You know, he shows up at the pool, but I just don't think that matters. I don't care if nobody's at the pool, I think. I think it's just, you know, you cannot. Well, I've said it.
I think just, maybe you could get away with it if the lover and the fighter thing wasn't on the...
He's got writing on his underwear.
You could maybe, you know, like I can't tell. Is that a swimsuit? Is that underwear? Like, whatever. I mean, what's the difference, right? It's one layer of cloth covering...
It's so easy to tell the difference, though. The stitching usually will give it away. The band. I mean, there are pretty obvious clues. And he's pretending like there aren't. I don't know. I don't know what we just heard. Sal Capaccio at 5. Lines open at 803-0550. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, I flatter myself to think you would have even thought about this, but in honor of our scheduled visit with Ross Tucker, you know, in part, I decided to invoke the Ross Tucker rule of dressing, in that it is like 47 degrees and I'm in shorts and a t-shirt, because how long am I going to be outside, right? I mean, what do I need coats and pants for? I'm not superstitious, or else maybe a flat tire and now I'm out there in the cold. But Ross, it's a tribute to you. I mean, you're in LA, so hopefully you're not overdressed, but I'm in here in shorts today. I don't see this changing necessarily either. I think I can handle the 10-second walk to my car.
You might be coming that guy.
I might be shorts in
February.
Hey, Ross, you just made so much sense that day.
There's no question. I appreciate the ode to my dressing style. It's interesting because flying out here, I've noticed I've been wearing these, like, I don't even know what they're called, but like stretchy pants on planes, because sometimes planes can be unusually cold and I don't like to have my legs cold if I'm trying to sleep. Like, I don't mind that in a normal temperature, 68 to 74, let's call it, but sometimes I feel like planes can be colder than that. So, for example, I'm taking the red eye back and I'll have a pair of shorts on the ready in my bag, but I'll be wearing those stretchy pants, predicting that the plane is colder than anticipated. But this is a good topic because I did not realize that this hotel out here in LA has an outdoor pool. And as I think we've discussed before, I absolutely adore swimming. The problem is I did not bring a bathing suit. So I just swam in my boxer briefs. And, you know, that's one thing. It kind of looked like bathing suits. There's only a couple people out here that probably wouldn't care. But I have some time before we leave to go to the stadium. And it is so nice out. It's like 70-something and sunny. So I'm trying to get some vitamin D. So I'm now talking to you guys laying on a lounge chair at the side of the pool in my boxer briefs.
In your underwear. Let's call it what it is.
Yeah, and the cool thing about the underwear is I think I got them for free from somebody. and it says on the front, lover and a fighter.
Oh, my God.
So I don't know if these are like Rocky themed or what, but I'm wearing lover and a fighter boxer briefs by the pool here in L.A.
You know, Ross... Only a true artist like yourself can paint pictures with words like you just have. Really, I don't even know. I feel like we should just shut the station down and just take the rest of the day off. Maybe just roll right into the weekend. I mean, this is incredible.
See, I would even do this with my wife and daughters, and they would be absolutely horrified.
Yes.
But what I try to express to them is that confidence is a really important thing in life. number one, confidence. And then number two, really genuinely not caring what these other three people out here by the pool think. I don't know who they are. They don't live near where I do. They're not friends of mine. And so why would I care what they think?
Well, that, I think, mostly is an admirable trait.
That is an excellent thing to teach your children.
You're also recognizable. Like, it's possible that if I'm out there at that pool and I don't know you, I'd be like, oh my God, really? That's what this guy does. I mean, he can't afford a bathing suit, even if it's in the gift shop. I don't know. I think I might be interested in this if I were at that pool.
That's a possibility. I don't know. It kind of could pass for like a European bathing suit, maybe. I don't know.
Right.
It is L.A.
Well, I think what did you say? Lover and fighter? That's way better than I like boobies or something. So, I mean, I think you're in decent shape there.
Well, they have that.
Yeah, but like the big thing is, I've never been one of those people that really gets embarrassed. And maybe it's, I don't know, maybe it's just I'm older now or, you know, I've had some modicum of success or whatever, but why would I get embarrassed? What am I going to get embarrassed by?
What are you worried about?
I'm a 46-year-old married, slightly overweight man, two kids, good, solid paying job. I mean, I'm not like looking for prospects out here.
Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker with us on the Wester Hotline. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side.
How close are these other people to you? Are they way across the way, or are they right by you?
Well, the one guy just left when I started talking to you guys. I'm a little bit more concerned. Oh, there's another guy coming back. This might be a different guy or the same. I'm not sure. Now he knows I'm talking about him, so now it's a little bit awkward. Now I took it too far. And then the other lady in the corner, she was doing yoga out here while I was swimming. So this is where it's happening. Gosh, some of these planes, we're so close to LAX. Can you guys hear in the background how loud some of these planes are?
Yes. Yes.
I'm at a hotel across the street, but some of these big guys must be really, really, really loud. So yeah, I got the Vikings and the Chargers tonight, Westwood One Radio. Not sure if you guys are carrying that.
We are. Yeah, I was listening to you last week on Bengals Steelers.
Oh, my gosh. That game was awesome. That game was so awesome. You know what I like a lot about the Bengals, by the way, is you can walk to their stadium and back. So, like, this game's incredible or whatever, and then it was so entertaining to just walk. You know, it's a 15-minute walk from the Bengals stadium, which they actually have naming rights for now, Paycor Stadium, to my hotel, which I think was a Westin, maybe. But just to hear all the Steelers, drunk Bengals fans yelling at each other, talking trash, I don't easily get a chance to experience that aspect of it. That was very enjoyable. I liked feeling like I was in the fray a little bit.
You need to know about Bulldogs' win from that game. I mean, listen to this, Ross. Bengals to win, Chase to score a touchdown, Flacco over 250.
Mm-hmm.
Noah Fant to score a touchdown. Darnell Washington to score a touchdown. I mean, what? What did that pay?
Oh, my gosh.
180-1.
Yeah.
180-1.
And the buyout, when the Bengals kicked the field goal to go up six late before the long Freiermuth touchdown that puts Pittsburgh in front, the buyout was $2,100. And I didn't take it. And then that play happens, and I'm just like, okay, there's time left. go get him, Flacco. Go make it happen.
He did.
And he did. But, yeah, that was I cashed a big one there. That was really, really nice.
That is awesome. It's so funny because we just changed. So for years we did this Even Money Betting podcast on Tuesdays, which I think you guys know is really popular. It's myself and Steve Fezzik, who's a professional bettor, handicapper, whatever. And I was talking with, one of my, I guess, bosses who works for DraftKings. And he said, you know what people haven't figured out? I said, what? He's like, you guys never want to do parlays because you say it's not how you win and you're trying to help people win, blah, blah, blah. You don't realize a lot of people just don't care. They want to do a parlay. And it's funny because I had several of my buddies say to me, Ross, I just do $100 parlay every weekend, like, you know, three, four, five things. It makes the Sunday interesting. And I thought, you know what? Even though they're not the best odds, it's not your best chance to win, it's enjoyable to be able to follow it and kind of have the long shot. So we now do a second episode of the Even Money Betting Podcast. And on that, we give out some prop bets. We talk about the line moves since Tuesday. There's actually been a little line move. Was it the Bills game, maybe?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then certainly we get into some props and parlays. And people have really enjoyed us giving them some parlays with logic that they can trail.
I respect that. And Bulldog and I are totally different when it comes to this. I'm the straight better, but like I have Keenan Allen to score a touchdown tonight at plus 170. And I'm like, oh, great, $17, cool. I mean, just not $3,700.
Right. I would, what would I do? I would rather lose $10 on a five leg parlay than win $17.
Listen to him.
Like that's just that. I know that sounds ridiculous, but you know,
there's no right or wrong. You know, different people, different strokes for different folks. They have different goals. You know, I would say, yeah. I mean, listen, people are very, very different in life with their money. I've learned that over the years. That's for sure.
I mean, what am I trying to do? Build an ROI on Keenan Allen touchdown bets? Doesn't seem like the best way of investing. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. It wasn't, I think, from the Even Money podcast, but instead your own podcast or one of your others, probably the Ross Tucker football podcast, is where I saw the clip from Greg Cosell talking about the Bills offense. And Ross, we're pretty much at a point, this is partly because they've lost their last two games and then had the bye week, that we're talking about that point he made every day. Like, are the Bills, we went from is too much on Josh Allen's plate to is enough on Josh Allen's plate around here. And I'm guessing that doesn't really surprise you.
No, I mean, that's why it's so funny, or not funny, I guess, whenever a team fires a coach, they always hire a coach that's like the opposite kind of guy. You know, like if it was a disciplinarian, the next guy they hire is a player's coach. If it was a player's coach, then they bring in a disciplinarian. You know, people always, when things are not going well, people always want you to do the opposite of what you're doing. So the last couple of games haven't gone well for the Bills. Listen, when the Bills were winning, the thought process was, man, it is so smart that they're not counting on Josh Allen to be Superman in all these games. They have a really good O-line. They have a good back in James Cook. They are very smartly leaning on those things. And when Josh has to be Superman in games, he can be, but it doesn't have to be the whole game. That's so smart of them to do that. And not only that, when they were playing the way they've been playing, it was, look how quickly they're helping Josh get the ball out of his hands. That's why he doesn't have as many turnovers. It's so rhythmic. I mean, in the same episode, which was today's show, Ross Tucker Football Podcast, with Greg Cosell, he talked about Patrick Mahomes being the fastest quarterback in the NFL to get the ball out of his hands. Quickest time, snap to throw. And he's like, it's so rhythmic. Everything's like, you know, taking the easy one, you know, easy catches, blah, blah, blah. But then when he described Josh Allen, it was, well, why aren't they doing more stuff down the field? Why isn't there more intermediate passing? To me, that's a little bit reactionary, and I love Greg, to the fact that they haven't had as much success. You know, nobody was complaining about the quick passing game and getting the ball out quick when the thought process was the receivers aren't that great and Josh can just get the ball out of his hands quickly. But now that they lost the last couple of games, now it's, hey, they need to have more deeper routes and let Josh drive the ball down the field.
Right. Well, now it's Carolina off a bye, and I don't know. Should we be nervous?
Yeah, you know what? I think you should be nervous. Andy Dalton is like, I guess, Joe Flacco light.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, everything we saw Flacco do to the Steelers a week ago, last Thursday night, Andy Dalton is capable of that at any moment. And I do think Andy Dalton will start. We have Dr. David Chow on that show you referenced, the Even Money Betting Podcast. He does not think Bryce Young will play. He said he's 50-50 for next week. He's the former Chargers team orthopedic surgeon. So you're going to get Andy Dalton. You're going to get Andy Dalton with a full week of practice. And you're going to get an Andy Dalton who's made a lot of money and has had success and probably wants to go out there and sling it, you know? And I saw it last year. They made the move. They benched Bryce Young. They put Andy out there against the Raiders, and he totally, totally torched them. Go back and watch his first start, because I did the Raiders game the week after. Now, he eventually reverted back to the mean a little bit, but the point is he's a veteran guy who can absolutely come out and light it up at any moment. So that would make me a little bit nervous. I quite frankly, would rather go against Bryce Young than Andy Dalton, especially like in a one-game situation.
Yeah, Mike has been saying that all week, and I've just been mostly thinking, if Bryce Young is healthy, I think his ceiling might be higher. But, you know, I did win a lot of money on Joe Flacco last week, so I'm respecting what you're saying about Dalton being capable. He's certainly not someone I would expect to get really confused easily by anything, whereas Bryce Young has played, an eighth of the amount of NFL football that Andy Dalton has? Maybe it's even less than that.
That's actually one of the interesting things about the Bills defensively is they don't really do much, if at all, to try to confuse the opponent. You know, I mean, I've talked with coaches, and you kind of know what you're going to get from the Bills. And that's another one that when they're having success, all people say is, man, I have so much respect for them. They don't really worry about the opponent. They do what they do, and they do it so well that they don't care what you're going to do. They know what their defense is. But then when you're not playing as well or you lose a couple games, it's, oh, my gosh, how can you let Stephon Diggs do this? How can you let this guy do that and that guy? You know, they got to change it up. They got to change the picture on the quarterback. They can't make it this easy, blah, 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 blah.
Who do you like tonight, Ross?
Boy, I don't know. I think I'll go with the Chargers. They might be getting their offensive tackles back. I guess it's a home game, although I'm expecting the stadium to be about half purple. The Chargers are going with an all-navy blue uniform tonight, which I think is interesting. I do think it's also interesting that money's come in on the Chargers to the point where they're laying 3.5. I really like the Vikings in that instance because this is a toss-up game to me. And so if you can get a field goal and a hook when it's a toss-up game, I love doing that. So I'll lean Chargers to win the game straight up, but I would very much take the Vikings and the 3.5, just like I would do the opposite. I mean, if the Chargers were getting 3.5, I would love them too.
You talked about doing the game in Cincinnati, a Thursday night game last week. These Thursday night games have been great. There's no time anymore for the Thursday night schedule as like the dregs of the NFL schedule. And, you know, I think it's not entirely a coincidence. Amazon is, you know, making a big foray into this and they're getting good matchups. And they're also getting good games. So, you know, Thursday night, you got to, you know, be open at least to a shootout again, like you had last week. Who saw last week coming?
Yeah, no, I think the NFL figured out they got to get better games on here, and they have been. Remember all those years when people were all complaining about Thursday games and it's terrible and short week and they shouldn't have them? I haven't heard that in a couple years.
No, that's right. That's because when it started, it was really, we know this from being here, Ross, the only primetime games the Bills got for a long time were the Thursdays. It was like, it was a place that the teams that weren't ready for Monday night or Sunday night certainly got, okay, well, here's a night game for you. Just sort of, you know, give the fans and the organization something. But yeah, there was a lot of bad looking matchups.
Well, yeah, they tried to do the division thing. It felt like it was always like the Titans-Jaguars in December, you know, and it wasn't the best matchup. But they've done a better job of it for sure.
It is radio, but we'll assume you'll be dressed for the broadcast.
Yeah, I got like a polo shirt. It's so nice to not have to wear a suit at all, or even like a button down. I'm going straight polo shirt, and hopefully it's a great one, and hopefully I make my red eye, because if I don't, that's a problem.
You're not walking to the hotel or to the home after this game.
No, you're probably racing to the airport, I would imagine. Yeah,
Ross, always racing to the airport. Always, always. If there's a chance to race to the airport to get home earlier to my daughters, I'm doing it.
Thank you, Ross. Enjoy the game.
All right, see you guys.
All right, that was Odyssey NFL Insider Ross Tucker. An all-time appearance there. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side.
I mean, I absolutely cannot defend him on wearing his underwear at the hotel pool. There's no chance that this gift shop in this hotel doesn't have a bathing suit. And it's probably $80 because that's how they get you.
Right.
But you cannot. Oh, no, it passes for a bathing suit. No way. There's no way it passes for a bathing suit. And he's like all, you know, he's all sort of not defensive, but all just like, listen, I'm not trying to meet girls.
Trying to impress anybody.
I'm not trying to impress anybody. I'm just out here having a swim. I love to swim. I don't care. I don't care how much you love to swim. you cannot wear your, I mean, if you're four, then
sure,
yes.
Sure, yeah.
A four-year-old, right. Old enough to be out of diapers, but he's just got his, you know, he's got his Incredible Hulk underoos on. Maybe that was me once. He's got his Hulk underwear, and it's kind of cute.
Yeah.
It's not cute when you're 46. There's nothing cute about it. It's wrong. It's wrong. Somebody needs to tell him no for once, I think. Maybe it should have been me or us.
I guess. I don't know. Like I don't know. I'm
guys.
Yeah.
Right? You cannot wear your underwear. I feel like Ross, if it weren't Ross doing it, he would agree. I align with his sensibilities on most subjects. Yeah, no, you can't, you know, different things, eating, different things we've talked about, mm-hmm, random things. Mm-hmm. I feel like I align with his sensibilities, but here, I don't know. You can't wear your underwear in the hotel pool as an adult. I think that's pretty obvious. But
I cannot believe all of that happened.
I'm picturing a certain pool in Vegas where I stay when I go out there, and maybe it's like that, where you're kind of on the rooftop, and you go out there, middle of the day, it's a Thursday, like you said, like nobody's there, right? Three people were there,
right?
You said. They didn't care. One woman's doing yoga. Nobody is, you know, that interested in Ross when he walks into the mm-hmm. scene. You know, he shows up at the pool, but I just don't think that matters. I don't care if nobody's at the pool, I think. I think it's just, you know, you cannot. Well, I've said it.
I think just, maybe you could get away with it if the lover and the fighter thing wasn't on the
he's got writing on his underwear.
You could maybe, you know, like I can't tell. Is that a swimsuit? Is that underwear? Like whatever. I mean, what's the difference, right? It's one layer of cloth covering.
It's so easy to tell the difference, though. The stitching usually will give it away. The band. I mean, there are pretty obvious clues. And he's pretending like there aren't. I don't know. I don't know what we just heard. Sal Capaccio at 5. Lines open at 803-0550. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When I say open it up and be a little more expansive, I don't mean have them drop back and throw 60 yards down the field. You know, when you watch certain teams, the Lions, when you see those kinds of teams that work the intermediate levels effectively with their concepts, you know, it's multiple receiver concepts, it's combination routes. I feel like I don't see as much of that from the Bills. And again, I'm giving you my interpretation of it. That's the way I think about the pass game.
Greg Cosell on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. We're just talking to Ross about that clip and what Greg says, and it aligns with, as we started the show today talking about, I think the general sentiment in the Bills fan base, which is, all right, well, we might not have wanted Josh Allen to do everything. We like James Cook. We like that the Bills have that card to play, but really, like, what is their pass offense right now? And he even says, if we didn't hear it there, it's a longer clip that was on with Ross. Like, I'm not talking about just throwing bombs. And we've been around and around on this.
Right.
It's not that. It's the Lions are maybe the best example. You know, as I think of it. His example. Amon-Ra St. Brown, just sort of an in-cut or a slant or something, and just like he's open. And that's just there. 10, 15 yards almost any time they want it, seems like, with the Lions. That's how the game started against Tampa. It was just St. Brown scored a touchdown, like just anything he wanted in that game. Easy to say it. And they don't have Amon-Ra St. Brown on this roster. But that's not him per se, but that's not really entirely by accident. Like the kind of players they've picked and how they've leaned into a more physical style of offense.
But you shouldn't need the best slot receiver in football. Excuse me. Sorry about that. To do what Greg Cosell is talking about there in that clip. Because part of that is putting the defense in conflict, putting the coverage in conflict, and making them make a choice. And that results in that player, in this case St. Brown, in the example you're giving here, being open because there's something else happening in that area that is pulling a defender out. And, you know, that's the whole notion of scheming guys open. And I think that should go hand in hand with, I don't need the best receiver. I don't need a guy that's going to just wipe the floor with the guy covering him if they're in man coverage. I'm going to put a plan together where one or the other is going to spring open here. And it's up to my quarterback to know very quickly which one that's going to be based on what he's seeing. But something should pop here. That is what a lot of the passing game in the NFL has become, is it's sort of, I don't know, easy button throws, I guess. I mean, again, easy for me to say sitting here in a cozy radio studio.
It is hot in here.
That is, I think, something that I thought when Brady took over, there were early, very promising signs in that department. Like a couple of times a game where you would just see something happen. And maybe it was at first, it was the Khalil Shakir, do they call it orbit motion, right? Where he goes one way and then circles back and comes back. And like that, and they use Ty Johnson on that a couple times.
Samuel.
And like that's there. And if you get them to bite on that, then there's something in the place where the guy who bit on it right? You're going to fill that hole with another receiver. Like, if you decide, oh, I've seen this, I know this, it's here. Well, no, now I'm going to stab you with this other guy. I thought that looked good, and I was optimistic about Brady in that department, and I just don't know. You know, I hate to say something as hackneyed as, you know, everybody has figured out what they're doing, but maybe it looks like that. I don't know. Like, again, I'm reluctant to go that far because that's just saying a lot. You know, that sounds like anybody sitting on the couch going, oh, they're going to run it. I just know it. And I don't want to do that. But I just wonder if they have enough, if there's enough variety there for them to continue to put teams in conflict enough to get those easy button throws. I think those are so important to an offense. Like that, and that is a way to me to maybe have your cake and eat it too in this area, where, because you've mentioned a couple of times, you know, their whole philosophy shift was predicated on, I think, reducing Josh Allen's mistakes by asking him to do less, putting less on his plate, leaving it less up to him to make some incredible play. Well, these are not, to me, incredible plays. They're plays that most quarterbacks in the league can make if you get the right look and your idea works. And I just don't know if enough of their ideas are working anymore, because I just don't think there's enough of those throws available to Allen. And it's really frustrating. And the thing that I think I worry about, I mean, I made a joke earlier, I made a crack about how his grandmother, he talked yesterday about his grandmother called and wanted to see him smile. And he did look as frustrated as I can remember him looking. I mean, that's different than despondent, right? Like after a playoff loss, he's carrying that on his face, and as anyone would, and maybe should even, right? You can tell like this, he feels this. This hurts. But we saw Monday night walking off the field, and even in the press conference after the Patriot game and after this game in Atlanta, is different. It's not a pain, it's more of a frustration. And that, you know, that's a troubling sign for the quarterback of this team who's as talented as he is.
Well, for every reason you want to not see that Sunday. Who they're playing, off the bye, the motivation from the two losses, you know, the proverbial wake-up call of the season. You want to, if this game looks like Atlanta, look out. I think this is the game that needs to, I have done this anyway. When fans are sometimes, it's more callers than fans. It's a very small percentage of fans, I think, but it's a higher percentage of people who call radio shows who are like a little bit freaked out about where this they think is headed. You need this game here. I started to say other years, one thing I can sort of, as a crutch, like they've lost two games in a row every one of these years. Like it's usually okay, right? It's probably going to be okay, mm-hmm. You know, sort of like, let's just not freak out in week seven. But to have the bye week, and McDermott has never lost off a bye week against the Carolina Panthers and their backup quarterback, you can't, I don't know what to say if they lose this game. I mean, they're still probably plus odds to make the playoffs, or, you know, likely to make the playoffs, but they lose to New England, Atlanta, and Carolina consecutively, and then go play Kansas City next week. It's the one seed might be over at that point. Might be. It might feel like we're not going to be talking about it. You lose three in a row.
Right.
What one seed has ever lost three in a row? It's probably happened, but, you know, you wouldn't think it would happen very often. 803-0550. When are you going to? Maybe you're already there. I don't know. I haven't asked. Before now, get fired up about Dave Canales, your hatred for the Carolina coach, Dave Canales. When is that coming out? When do I need to know to be listening for that?
I'm punting. I'm punting on Canales. I got nothing on Canales.
Nobody does. Nobody has anything on Canales.
No.
Who's Canales?
I just don't. I've not watched a single one of their games since he's been their coach.
No. Right. That's fine.
I don't know. Am I abdicating my responsibilities by saying that? I mean, I just don't know. I'm sure they've been on in prime time or something.
I'm not.
But I just don't. There's nothing interesting at all that has ever been happening there. Like ever.
Ever.
So I don't know. I mean, I wish I could even give you something on the way he wears his T-shirt or something. I got nothing.
They have not been on at night once under him.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, there it is.
Last year they had no night games. They had a London game or a Europe game.
I probably looked at that for a little bit and then, you know, What am I doing?
They beat the Giants last year, week 10, in overtime in Europe. That must have been a banger. But no, they have not had... When was Carolina's last night game, you ask, because of how I've turned my voice, you know, northward? Week 10 in 2023, probably also riveting 16-13 loss to the Bears.
Huh? Oh, boy.
You might not have watched that one either. They had 12 first downs.
I might have walked away from that. Yeah.
1-7 versus 2-7 was that game on a Thursday night.
Well, this is another one of these games here. This is 3 in a row, and this is, you know, this is what comes when you're amongst the Super Bowl favorites going into the year, and even as the year is unfolding, right? New England coming in here on a Sunday night. Well, this is a statement game. Drake May, primetime, chance to plant a flag, new big tough guy coach, former linebacker, or here come the Patriots, statement game. Okay, they win it. Atlanta, all right, Monday Night Football, contending team coming into our place, statement game. The Panthers are 4-3. They've won 3 in a row. I didn't read the story, but I saw a post today about, like, statement time for the Carolina Panthers. Like, I don't think the Chiefs will be looking to necessarily make a statement and plant a flag next Sunday when they come here because, like, you know, it's a big game and everyone knows it, and they're pretty much equals, or at least have been. But I'm a little tired of the upstart, you know, flag plant opposition here.
Hmm. Carolina does have a Monday night game scheduled for week 12 at San Francisco. You think you'll watch that?
What else is on? Are the Sabres playing that night? Is that during the Olympic break?
No, it's not yet to the Olympic break. Okay. It's November.
Oh, November. Sorry. Why did my brain go there? I don't even know why.
The Olympic break is after the football season.
I know that.
November 24th, week 12.
I don't know why the wires connected like that. I thought of the Sabres and then quickly hurried to Olympic break instead of just asking, are the Sabres playing that night?
That's tough though, right? One primetime game in 23, none in 24, one in 25.
Gotta earn that.
Yeah, you do.
We know.
I mean, unless you're like the Bears, then you get 5 anyway, no matter how bad you are.
That's right.
Some team that is in a bigger market, not Carolina. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here at 803-0550, Sal at 5, so 20 minutes or a little less. This is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.